Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Podcast Series. I'm honored today to bring you our wonderful guest, and his name is Noble Dracone. Noble is one of our favorite clients, of course, Noble. And he's also a financial advisor, president of Liverpool Derivatives Group, and is the author of the newly released book, Trade Like a Pro, and Winning the Trading Game, both published by John Wiley & Sons. And, of course, the recent bestseller, Futures for Small Speculators. Noble is a commodity trading advisor and a Series C licensed as well. Now, Noble has been an investment and expert and professional futures, forex, options, and commodities trader for over 14 years. His bio goes on forever. He's also the founder. I mean, you've got so many things accomplished. It's tremendous. Noble, you're also the founder. This is important because you like to help people yourself. You're the founder of Speculator Economy Academy, speculatoracademy.com. All right, and that's a futures and forex educational company where he focuses on the development, management, and promotion of the company's core philosophy of focusing on the trader and not the trading. And I definitely want to hear more about how you organized and started that particular school. It's a very good way of giving back to people, too, and applying yourself, you know, to the mission of helping others learn how to become a great trader. So welcome, Noble, to the show.
Well, thank you, Annie. When you talk about me, I'm thinking this is a whole different person.
We do make you sound very good. I'm not sure if you wrote that or we did. I know we have expert publicists. All I did was I called one of the publicists who works with you, and I said, send me your bio. Have you ever seen that bio before?
Yeah, I've seen parts of it, and like you said, the bio goes on and on in what I've done in the investment arena. And so you guys have done a great job of helping me massage it and getting me out there into the public.
The thing is, we identify the bios for you. That is, when we write a bio, we have to create it in terms of why Noble. When they say prove it, we say he's the greatest, right? You believe me, right? They say prove it. I got to prove it. I don't care what my name
is.
I have to prove he's good. That's why I write a bio like that. Third person talks about his credentials, his experience, his accomplishments to the industry. This is the Noble the media wants to book. Just why I threw in that little training tidbit for you, Noble. Meanwhile, Noble's going to get a client of ours, and he's been taking advantage of some of our national shows. So tell me, Noble, how does being on national TV fit into your overall goals and objectives?
Well, you know what? My whole goal has always been about being an expert and building my expert status in order to improve the lives of people who want to invest and people who want to trade. And it's very difficult being an advisor and just promoting locally because, you know, there's almost one on every corner. And so tapping into the national publicity has made it so much easier to communicate to clients that I am an expert in the field and I can help them. And that makes all the difference to them. Whether my information is very much different, there's some unquestioned advisors out there who are very intelligent and very knowledgeable. But at the same time, when it comes down to product differentiation of myself, it gives me a boost in being able to get clients to work with me. So that's a great help.
It answers the question, why Noble's Academy? Why now? You see, because you've got competitors, we all do. This is America, free enterprise, we all have competitors. The question is, why should someone choose you and your academy? Should they decide to learn, or you to come trade for them, or you to give a keynote speaking event, or you to write the book?
You're absolutely
why Noble?
Right?
Why now?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. You're absolutely 100% right. When it comes down to the whys, you know, everyone's always talking about the how to, but that's not so much important when you're the expert trying to provide the information. You have to explain to them the whys and the whats of what you have to offer, and then why you should be the one presenting the information. It took me a long time to develop the resume I have. I turned 34 this year, and I started actually in this business when I was 17. And I had my first license as an investment advisor when I was 19. It's been a long road in trying to educate people and teach them how to invest and trade, and I have my own personal philosophy on what I want to say. And how people should go about doing it. And since I'm going a little bit against the grain, it makes it so difficult to change people's thoughts. And part of my ability to change people's thoughts has been my ability to promote and do publicity. I've written for Forbes.
Sure.
I've been an editor of Futures Magazine. Mm-hmm. And because of your program, I've done the Fox Business News 2 times in the last 30 days, and it's helped extend my platform and helping educate traders and investors.
I think, which is terrific. Nothing succeeds like success. When we came into publicity, we wanted to be pay for placement. We wanted to be number one. We wanted to be in it for the client. And yeah, that's a little different than the model used to be. And guess what? By perseverance and getting out there, we became number one, and we are in it for the client, and everyone knows it. And it took us 15 years. You've been in business 17 years. We've been in business 15 years. It takes time to accomplish goals and dreams, but after all, what is a lifetime for?
You're absolutely right. And, I'm glad you brought up the fact that you guys have, because over the years I've worked with so many different types of publicity agents or publicists or marketing or promoters, and each one always has a different spin on how it should be done. But one of the things that stands out with you guys is you're results-driven. That makes a world of difference. Oftentimes, you'll get with someone who wants the retainer, and you're paying them a retainer, and you're left wondering, well, what are they doing for you? And mind you, they may be doing a lot of work, they may be putting a lot of effort to get you out there, but it makes it difficult for you to see the results when you're pumping out the cash and you're not seeing any inflow, whether it's success on TV or on the radio, or whether or not you're just getting some kind of cash flow coming back in to cover the expense of doing it. With you guys, it's real simple, and this is why I love you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. I love you, too. But here's the thing, is that, you know what, their clients do only pay us for successful outcomes. And not only that, paying for successful outcomes is only part. It's the beginning. What are you going to do with the outcome? How do you apply it to your business model? How do you move it forward so that you can be a thought leader, an influencer in your field? How do you get what you want using publicity? How do you live your dreams in motion? You see, I don't just deliver a PR campaign to somebody, Noble. We deliver a lifetime of opportunity. That's the difference. I don't tell you that when you're signing up with me. I just make promises that I over-deliver on. A funny story for you is that I tell this story because I can't believe that this guy thought this. Telling you how good I am, we over-deliver, we're number one campaign in the industry, you can't buy a better campaign, on and on about what's true. I know it's true. And he signs up with us, and he comes back, he goes, you so undersold yourself. Because why do you do that? So he's one of our real story recordings. You can find his recording up there. He was a medical doctor who's so passionate about changing the world and teaching people about avoiding heart disease. Came to us, signed up, wanted to share the message, and came back. And I gave him the same thing, number one in the industry, can't buy a better campaign, etc. And he goes, well, you so undersold yourself. The guy got so much benefit, and he's so thrilled because he was living his dream. And, of course, he says, better positioning for future opportunities. Let's say he's looking for an opportunity with an organization or maybe want to sponsor, maybe want to team up with somebody. He's got a platform. He's got something to show for himself that his voice matters. He's an influencer. And PR brings so much more than just, like, here you got it, bye. Right?
No, you're absolutely right. And that's the whole trick of it. When you come into it, you have to be broad-minded. There's oftentimes people come in and say, well, publicity, I'm going to put in X, I'm going to expect Y. They're not expecting W through back through A again. They're you can be easily myopic. Sometimes the results are not immediate, but what it does is if anyone knows how to build up their curriculum vitae or build up their resume, this is a builder for you to be able to have a stepping stone to everything else. I can't even tell you how great it's been that I don't have to go out and do the upfront marketing and promoting myself to the radio stations, to the TV producers, to all the list of people who are trying to find the experts. You guys do it for me, but yet I'm able to reap the benefits by letting people know what I've done through you guys. And I was on Fox News Radio with you guys the other day.
Yeah, exactly. And the best part about it is, and you're going to love this part, is that our mission is to go out and do that for you. So here, you've managed to hire somebody whose mission it is on Earth is to make sure your message gets heard. That's how important you are to us. Now, imagine being able to work with somebody.
It.
What was that?
No, I said I appreciate that you guys, that's your mission on Earth, because it makes
right?
it easier for me to do my work.
I mean,
aren't
you lucky?
Publicity is a full-time job.
We're committed to do your work for you, and that's why we get up, and that's why, and you could call us Friday night, 7 o'clock, and you'll hear this voice on the other end. Hi, Annie Jennings, how can I help you? Who knows? Could be Oprah. We don't know. It could be 7 o'clock at Friday night on Friday, and it's Oprah calling. We don't know. We are so excited about what mm-hmm. we do that day or night. We're in it for you. And people don't, you know, you can hire people whose, well, I wonder if you can hire people whose sole life mission is to make sure that you're successful. You can hire us, because that's what we do here. Because you know what? It is noble. Through you, I live my dream. Through you, I change the lives of others. And that is my mission on Earth. And you're simply the way that we influence the future of America, the peace on America, the coming together of America. And I've taken upon myself, that is why I'm here. That is my mission. So through my clients and through being able to share their messages and help other people be successful, you got to make money. You got to go forth and be successful. This is important to me. And you help
people. Well, that's why I tell everyone about you.
Oh.
That's why I tell everyone about you and what you guys are doing, because it's, you know, when you see the passion and you realize that someone is just as passionate about what they're doing as you are about what you're doing, there's a synergy that comes out of it that is greater than the two. And you've put so much energy into making sure people know about me and know about my products that I can only say great things about you and your company. And one of the things I tell people is, if they don't do it, you know, where will they be 30, 60, 90 days from now? What do they expect of themselves? Will they be any closer to their goal if they don't? And I can honestly say, I'm definitely further ahead knowing you than I would be had I just gone ahead and tried to even attempt to do half the things you've done for me on my own.
You know, that's the thing. One of the words that you said to me the most had the most meaning, that, and I hadn't thought of it this way before. You mentioned to me that you had to think about, will I be 30, 60, or 90 days from now, will I be better off or worse off for having known Annie Jennings PR? And then if you can answer to the question and say, you know, no, I'd be worse off, forget it. Well, then of course, you know, you're not the ideal client for us. But if you're better off, that means you can actually land a major placement and you give us a directive and say, I want to be on Fox News TV, please. And we go out and get it for you, you are better off, significantly better off than ever before. And the nice part about it is, Noble, you only have to pay after we deliver the outcome. So I'm not even asking for money up front saying, well, you know, we have a lot of overhead and we have to cover in order for us to get out there and promote to the media. And without being able to overcome them, you know, pay our overhead, we wouldn't be able to do this for you. Therefore, you wouldn't be on TV in the first place. I handle the risk for you. That's how confident I am that I know I can do the job.
And that's why how confident I am in you, because I have no doubt that you guys can. And, you know, I think I told you before that I work from time to time with people who put out their own books and, you know, I teach them how to publish and get themselves out there. And one of the cornerstones I explain to them is they have to have a mission, and they also have to have the right publicist on their side, and I recommended you to each and every single one of them because you were able to get their platform and what they want to say out there because you believe in what you're doing, and that's
right.
What's necessary.
And we know the news, and we know what they're booking, because remember, we're only paid for results, so what do I have to know? I have to know what each and every journalist is up to on a daily basis, because I want my clients booked. I can't give them yesterday's story. I have to give them tomorrow's story. I need to see the future. Nice part about it is I'm a little blessed with being able to see the future because I do know the story so well that I have an understanding of where they're most likely going to want to go tomorrow with the story. Because, see, I love books. I love my job. I love doing what I'm doing, so it keeps me totally engrossed in the conversation going on across America in many areas. My clients need to be placed right smack in the middle of that conversation. Right? So as an expert to help explain to the listeners or viewers or readers, how does this affect them as a consumer? And that's the idea. How can they lead a better life knowing this information? And that's the trick.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you guys set the stage. You know, one of the things that you brought up a little bit earlier was that, okay, great, we can get you to the TV or we can get you to the radio. Now, how are you going to use the platform once you're there? And one of the great things I love about your website is these podcasts that you do, in addition to all the different free publicity and marketing material that you provide, to help give people like myself, you know, I've done it before, I've been on TV before, I've been on the radio before, but you know what? What I always feel is that you always learn something. And you guys got a ton of information in order to make us to be most effective in what we're doing when we're there, so we can promote our products, promote what we're talking about, and then be invited back. That's the key. You know, it's one thing that it's sort of the sale. I always talk about it. The first time you make a sale, it's a deposit, and every time you make a sale thereafter, it's a withdrawal. Well, it's the same thing here. If you make that deposit and they understand that, you know, you should be their go-to expert, then they're going to call you, and you give us all the tools necessary, no matter what stage they are in their media profile, whether they're new or whether they're experienced, to be able to get called back, and for the producers and the writers and whoever else to like us being there. So, you know, you're more than just a publicist. You go back, you know, this is another key reason why I enjoy talking with you guys. You guys are coaches, you guys are mentors, and you guys, for the most part, are friends, and you guys will tell it like it is, and you're not afraid to say, hey, you need to fix this, you need to tweak this. You know, I love working with Sarah because of that.
Oh, yeah. Sarah's spot on. But you know what it is? She needs to get results. It's her passion, too. She wants to get you on the air, and you know what? If any little thing's standing in your way, because she's got to answer the prove-it question. If there's anything in your bio or anything unusual that takes away from us being able to prove it, we have got to figure that out and make it so that everything we present on you shows that you are the expert they want to book on the show. So if you need to create a bio that's more comprehensive about your objectives or about your education, your accomplishments, your book names, who they're published by, Wiley's a big name. See, you want to put that in there. When you mention your book name, put the word Bo Wiley. Wiley gives you the authenticity. Now, pretend you're going up against a self-published author, all things being equal now, all things being equal. It's Noble and it's a self-published author, and they're both the same. Wiley is going to be the differentiator. That's the whole thing, because it's a major publisher. So
no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, there's so
many. And I've been on both sides of that fence.
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, I've been on both sides of that fence. I started off self-published. I've self-published 5 books previously, and that actually got me my deal with Wiley. That, you know, they've seen I've been on the marketplace and I developed a following. But when you are up against someone else who's with a major publisher, I could see immediate difference in when I self-published, distributing my book. It made a difference. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it does make a difference unless, of course, you're working with us, because we know how to deal with the self-published issue. Believe me, it happens. You're allowed to self-publish. Of course, you're allowed to. We look at the expert in a different way, though, and we would not even discuss about who published the book. It wouldn't even be the issue. We'd be focusing a lot more about how that author or expert can be beneficial to the show. But in your case, since you have it, we'll use it.
You're absolutely right. It's, you know, the great part about it is being on both sides of the fence, I know what it takes. And if you are a self-published author and you come to someone come to you guys, to be out there, you know, you focus on your credentials. When you add on publishing, like a major publisher to promote your books, you just add that as one of your credentials. It doesn't erase what you've done in the past. It just enhances. And the same thing with the media that you get us. You know, every time someone gets on a television show, that's one more thing they actually need to be adding to their bio. You know, bios are a living thing. Mm-hmm. They need to talk about being on the radio with you. They need to talk about being on television. They need to talk about the articles that they've been in. And less and less, the idea of self-publishing becomes important, because nobody cares at that point. They say, you know, everyone else sees them as an expert. We need to have them on as well. And that's how I built up my resume, and I built up work with you guys.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I agree with self-publishing. Go ahead, get started. It's a showcase of your ideas. Let's get out there, back of the room sales. I recommend self-publishing as well. Great way to get started. Plus, you do make money when you're doing speaking events. You know, you get a stronger percent of the cut, let's say. So you can make a little money.
You know,
don't make book sales your goal, because you know what, you're never. It's not going to be good enough for you. You deserve more than that.
you know, books are a platform no matter who you're with, self-published or with a major publisher. And you brought up Futures for Small Speculators, the best-selling book that I've had out there all over. That book was self-published. It was the first book I put out regarding investing. And that book took me all over the world. I spoke in France and Germany and Spain and China and had me invited everywhere. And it set the stage for me to be known as a speaking expert. And that's what opened up for making more income from speaking, and then back of the room sales becomes an addition to that. And from that book, then the Speculator Academy formed, and we ended up doing videos and putting out the books, and while we bought the other books. So it's a lifelong process. We set the stage for our careers by doing one step at a time, and whatever that step may be for whomever's listening today, it starts off with you deciding where you want to be, you executing what you want to do, and then definitely hiring the right team of people who can help you achieve what your goals are. And you're definitely the right people, Annie.
Well, thank you, Nova. I really appreciate, in fact, you came forward to us. You know what's really meaningful, too? Our clients are aware we're doing the real stories, and they're coming forward to say, I want to tell my story. And I appreciate you doing that, telling your story with us, because it's been so beneficial to hear from real clients. It's different when I say it. I can say all these great things, and we know they're all true, but it's still, I'm in a position to actually take your money. So you want to hear from third parties who get on the air and come talk as human to human what it's like to build a career using publicity. What it's like to work with
people like us. Well, you know what, Annie, it was not completely selfless, okay? When I decided to come forward, it was my guilt that got me. I figured I was paying so little to get on TV, I had to do something to make sure that I was promoting those people who were helping me, because, frankly, your service could charge 10 times as much,
right,
and it would still be of value. So, I hate to say it, it wasn't altruistic, completely altruistic.
We're not raising prices, by the way. We're not raising prices. Our prices have been the same for
Thank
over
you.
10 years, because we're not here for the money. We're here for the opportunity for you guys. We make enough. We do okay. We support what we need to support, and I'm happy with that. One guy, listen to this one, he sends back the contract. He crosses out all my fees. I said, he crosses out all my fees. Let's see. Doubled them. He goes, do you know that you guys can be charging twice? I'm going to pay you twice as much for everything you get me. He crossed out my fees and doubled them. That's a framer. I got to frame that. But you know what? No, we keep our fees the same, too. See, you know what? If all companies did business like that, I think we'd have a pretty, pretty good world. It would be an entrepreneurship-run world. Everyone will be making money, plenty for our needs. We wouldn't have the greed that we're seeing. People would be given opportunity, to learn and do things for themselves. I am such a middle-of-the-road type of person in that teach people how to make money. Teach people how to make money. Let them be successful in this world. And hence, it doesn't get any better than that. Expand. It's really about expanding your heart and soul. Every single person, even those who have absolutely nothing right now as we speak, they have something in their heart. They have a talent.
Annie, I started off homeless. I don't know if I told you that.
No,
in the past. But
really? Do tell.
Growing up, my family had a hard time. A lot of struggles, and throughout my life, growing up, we were homeless a couple times. But yet, when I left home, I didn't have anything with me. I had my backpack and a poncho and some dreadlocks and $50 in my pocket maybe. And I ended up not knowing what I was going to do. And I just stumbled into the business I'm in today. And found a mentor who brought me in and decided to teach me the ropes. And that's how I've been doing this for the last 17 years. I believe anybody with a passion in their heart and hope that things can be better can achieve whatever they wish they want to achieve. Even when I decided to invest with you guys to help do the publicity, one of the things I had to take a step back and say, look at where I started off from and where I want to go and what I've achieved so far. And in deciding to work with you guys, it became a non-decision. As soon as the money's available, you got to take advantage of this. And it's been nothing but roses for me. And I think that a lot of people try and, budget and try to figure out, should they make the investment? Should they be taking the ad, paying to go on TV with you guys? And the beauty of it is, you can already get people on. So So it's not like you there. It's a question. You get them on, they pay after the fact. So they need to budget and they need to do it. Whoever listens to this, comes to your website and is on the fence in any way, needs to just get off the fence. There's no question. They have to do it. And one thing I love about you is you give people tiers. So you can start with, you know, $1,000, $1,500, and then you have bigger packages. Whatever the package is, everyone needs to make that first step. And with you guys, it's accessible.
Well, thank you very much. You know, one of the things I say about in this office is no one's ever allowed to say the words, I can't afford it. That means none of the publicists. Do not even say, I can't afford it. I don't want to spend the money on it. Forget about that. Think impossibilities. This is about possibilities, people. Money is nothing. Nothing but opportunity. So if you want to do something and you have money in your pocket, go for it. You know, it's not a sit there in your pocket. Big deal. That's no fun. No fun to have money in your pocket.
Yeah, I agree.
More fun to get
out
there.
Well, money's a tool. You know, capital, you know, coming from the investment world, you know, of course I think this way, but I believe everyone needs to think in the same format.
Yeah.
Is that money is a tool. It's designed for you to get better, do better, and achieve more in life. If your end goal is just money itself, then, and I tell investors all the time, then you really shouldn't be doing what you're doing. What you need to do is apply the capital that you have in a certain way that will help you get to the next step. And whatever that step may be, and whether it's investing in getting publicity, whether it's investing in a different stock or buying futures or doing whatever it is, you utilize the tool. You can't worship the money itself. You should have a goal in mind and allow the money to do that for you. And that's all it is. And when you tell people that they shouldn't worry about whether or not they have capital or they can't afford it, that's the hang-up. So many people believe that they have to. You know, what do they say? There's an old quote, people with tight fists can never receive anything.
And that's what happened. Poverty mentality, you know, overall, poverty mentality. Here's the thing, you know how we tithe? Here's one of the secrets to our success, and I've been giving away a lot of secrets lately for those of you listening, is that the whole tithing thing, tithe 10%, we tithe opportunity. So you're getting more than 10% of opportunity. Believe me, we tithe that opportunity. My knowledge alone that I share for free on my website, all the, you know, no one's ever done that before. When we first came into the industry, everybody's trying to sell it. Every special report had a price attached. And we said, you know what? We're going to tithe the knowledge so that people can go out, and if they can't afford PR at that moment, their voice can still be heard. And ever since then, over 500 teleseminars ago, you know, here we are today, still tithing our knowledge. This recording today is tithing our knowledge through you, tithing. Okay, giving back to the people who are listening, like, wow, I should be going out there and doing something for myself and applying it to my future. That's what tithing's all about. It's not about giving 10%, dropping it in the, you know, basket every week. It's about the giving of yourself.
No, they call it currency for a reason, right? You know, it's like the electric current running through your house. It has to move from one point to the other point, and it's the same way. When we receive, we have to give. And I've received nothing but positive things with you guys, and I love working with you guys. I enjoy speaking with you, and I know that you guys are on my side, and that makes a big difference. And so whatever I can do to enhance what you're doing even brings back more to me. And so it keeps currency. It keeps moving.
I know.
And that's the whole point of it, that we give and take.
You so tap into the secret. Once you're tapped in, it gets more and more amazing every single day. So I just hope our clients really are just finding out what these recordings mean for them personally. What's the message that you're meant to hear through these recordings? Noble, through some people, they're going to hear one thing. Others will hear another. I'm hoping that the clients listening hear what they need to hear to enrich their lives. And there you go. You're one of our real story success stories that you're going to be on my audio recording page along with all the others.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Noble, thank you so much.